Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paweł Wieprzowski, and on behalf of WOOD & Company, I am very pleased to welcome you to the second quarter conference call with Warsaw Stock Exchange Management Board. Today, the company is represented by Mrs. Izabela Olszewska, Member of the Management Board, Piotr Borowski, Member of the Management Board, Adam Młodkowski, Vice President of the Management Board of the Polish Power Exchange, as well as Piotr Kajczuk, Financial Director at the Warsaw Stock Exchange. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Izabela Olszewska. So thank you very much, Paweł, for organizing this conference call on behalf of Wood and Company, and thank you very much for your kind introduction. So let's start our today's presentation with the slide number 3. And generally, it will be my pleasure to start with the business part of the financial market presentation. But let me shortly comment on slide number 3, where for the best visibility, I have placed some milestones on one page. And they are presented, I would say, in 3 layers. So the first layer is the financials, and then core business, and the last one, the new initiatives, the new business initiatives in the capital group of Warsaw Stock Exchange. And so all these milestones will be discussed and developed in details in further presentation. So I would propose just to go to the slide number 4. And I think that already traditionally I'm starting with an overview of the equity turnover in Europe. And 2020 was the year of very high activity on all European markets, but in Q1 this year, trading in some markets slowed down, but it was not a case of Warsaw Stock Exchange. So we had a very good Q1, but our trading volume slowed down only in Q2 2021. But all in all, the electronic order book turnovers change. These parameters rank Warsaw Stock Exchange in the top among stock exchanges in Europe for the first half of this year. And even in the second quarter, it was a growth of trading volumes by more than 3%. And Q2 2020 was very active because it was COVID time and the volatility was high. So we are very happy that this year the Q2 was even better than the last year. Let's go to the slide number 5, when we present the investor activity on the cash market. And on the main market, we observed the high session trading volumes, and they were the result of several factors. So I'd like to mention, first of all, the high activity of retail clients. So I already informed during the last our call that we have an ultra-low interest rate in Poland, and currently keeping money on the bank deposits with the inflation on the level of 5%, it's the real loss. So our retail clients, they look for the new investment opportunities, and so we observe the high activity of retail clients on the Warsaw Stock Exchange. So 24% it was the share turnover of retail clients for the first half of this year. The second factor, it was the inflow of fresh new capital to mutual funds, including equity funds. Also, in the first half of the year, we had the debuts of very interesting companies. Only in Q2, there were 5 debuts of new companies. And good macroeconomic parameters in Poland. So I think that this all factors, they are still valid. So it is why we hope that the whole 2021 year, it will be really good for the business on the Warsaw Stock Exchange and the financial market. Just to comment also on the time between the end of the second quarter and today, so July and August, it was the holiday period, so they were weaker in terms of turnover, but September is currently much, much better. Just also to comment on the future. So just want to underline that there are those of good companies in verification the Polish Security Commission. So we do expect the continuation of the good IPO period in the next month of the year. And I think that, of course, as a consequence of this, we can expect also very good results in trading volumes. On our SMEs market, NewConnect, we observed a drop in turnover, and it was a significant drop by more than 50%. Although, please remember that this is a much smaller market, and it means that even a small nominal change translated to a large percentage change. But it's worth underlying that the most actively traded companies from NewConnect, they migrate from this market to the main market of the Warsaw Stock Exchange, which is a natural thing. And in Q2, we had three companies that migrated from the SME platform to the main market. Also, in the previous year, we observed a relatively huge interest in NewConnect, but especially in so-called COVID winners companies. So it means the companies from gaming sector, technology, and biotech sector. But now this interest is much lower. But if you look at the graph on the left-hand side in the bottom, so you can see that Q2 2021 was much, much better than the whole year 2019. Systematically, we have been developing our structured product market, and currently, there are around 2,500 structured products listed, delivered by six issuers, and they are based on various commodities and various underlying. So this is the chance for our especially clients to have the exposure to various underlying. In the first half of 2021, we had the debut of three ETFs. Two are based on foreign indices, NASDAQ 100 and S&P 500, and one is based on our, I would say, local index, big tech. So this is the index that consists of the company from technology sectors. And two prospectus of the new ETF is in the Polish FSA, including one ETF related to fixed income markets. So we hope that if the decision or the approval of the Polish Security Commission is by the end of the year, so we will have two new ETFs even this year. We run constantly marketing and sales activities. There were a couple of interesting conferences, especially we promote innovative companies from such sectors like green tech, biotech, medtech, life science, gaming sectors, but also other companies as well. Started the first edition of our, I would say, flagship program, which is supporting research coverage for the smaller companies. So currently, this program covers 65 companies and reports which are distributed free of charge to investors because the costs are covered by the Warsaw Stock Exchange. And these reports are delivered by 10 investment firms from Poland. The liquidity on the equity market is supported by, of course, market makers, but also the participants of our high volume provider and high volume funds. And they increase their activity on the market. And also, we are very happy to inform that there is a constant growth of the new investment accounts, however, much smaller than in the previous year. So now we are on the slide number 6, which is dedicated to derivatives market. And I have two comments on derivatives. So first of all, due to the dropping volatility in the second quarter of this year, the trading volume was lower quarter on quarter, but it was similar to quarter two previous year. However, and this is the second comment, we observed the change of the structure of the trading. And now WIG 20 index contract and single stock contracts, they were less traded, and we observed the growth of trading in FX futures, especially the futures based on the currency pair US dollar to Polish zloty. Also, in derivative space, we had active programs supporting the liquidity, and this is high volume provider and high volume funds program. And also, we had very active market makers on derivatives market. Now, I just want to comment on ESG, which is a very hot topic on capital markets, and also it's very important topic for the Warsaw Stock Exchange. So we are on the slide number 7. And the management board of the Warsaw Stock Exchange is just preparing the whole capital group to advance ESG reporting. So we are working on our own ESG strategy, plus we are just in the process of implementation of relevant policies. But we also help our listed companies to prepare to ESG reporting requirements. We treat it as a business-oriented issue because we realize that if the companies are not prepared for reporting, so they will be out of the investment radar of global investors. But we would like to have global capital here rather than somewhere else. So it is why, together with EBRD, we prepared the ESG reporting guidelines. This is the manual for our listed companies. We also prepared the new set of best practices for listed companies, which cover ESG factors. And the companies, they should report how they follow the best practice. We also we are involved in training for our especially institutional investors. And on the product side, currently we have mutual funds based on our ESG index, and also the structured products based on this big ESG. And our daughter company, JPW Benchmark, is working on the new set of ESG indices. And currently, they are working on greening our WIG index family. So that's all from my side. And Piotr Borowski, over to you.
Thank you, Izabela. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the slide number 9, financial results. We can say that we have a good second quarter of the last year. Our sales revenue is slightly down by 3%, but it was a mixed bag because the revenue on the financial market increase year-on-year, while revenue on the commodity market was slightly down. Operating expenses increased by 15.5% year-on-year, while if we deduct the one-off fee for the market regulator that was accounted in our books in the first quarter, in the second quarter, we observed a decrease of expenses quarter-on-quarter from 51.7 million to 51 million. So we can say that operating expenses were stable quarter-on-quarter. EBITDA decreased by 8.5% year-on-year and by 7.8% quarter-on-quarter, while the net profit rose healthy by 4.1% year-on-year and by 17% quarter-on-quarter. And it was due to mainly decrease of financial expenses in the second quarter and the sharp increase of the share of profit of entities measured by the equity method, and I will elaborate this topic later on. On the slide 10, you can see that we generated very healthy EBITDA margin at the level of 58.9% and a high net profit margin at the level of 46.1%, and these metrics were record high during the last couple of quarters. Slide 11. Trading revenue was lower by 5.1% year-on-year and 21.5% quarter-on-quarter. It was due to a lower market activity, mainly on the equity market in the second quarter and on the our main market and NewConnect, while there was a sharp increase in the bond trading, especially the treasury bond trading on our TBSP platform. Slide number 12. Year on year, we had a increase of listing revenue that was 5.5 million in the second quarter. Still, we see new issuers coming to our market. On the stock market, we had a few new listings on the main market and 8 on NewConnect, and also a couple of new issuers on the bond market. Also, on the secondary market, secondary issues market is very active, so we are very positive and very optimistic about this business line. Slide number 14, we noted the steady increase of the revenue from the market data, and what is important for us, so we are still finding the new clients, not only for our stock exchange, also stock exchange data, but also for the TGE and the DPW benchmark, which is our index factor, and also for our bond market, TBSP. Still there is a capacity to slightly increase this business line revenues from this. And this is all at the time being. Now I'm handing over to Adam Łatkowski, Vice President of our Commodity Exchange. Adam, please.
Thank you, Piotr. Hello, everyone. Adam Łatkowski from Polish Exchange, Polish Energy Exchange speaking. We are on slide 14. The best result we achieved on the gas market, which continues to grow steadily. The lower turnover on the spot market compared to the previous quarter of 2021 was due to the seasonality. The turnover on the energy market was worse than in Q2 2020. But it should be remembered that the result from Q2 last year was the highest in our history, caused by market uncertainty of volumes related to the development of the COVID-19.
I think is the message that operating expenses were flat quarter on quarter, because if we deduct the one-off fee accounted in the first quarter of this year for our market regulator, we have a similar picture in the second quarter. So depreciation was down by 1.3% quarter on quarter. Employee costs were down by 1.5% quarter on quarter. And external services was slightly higher. It was due to IT costs, promotion and advisory costs connected with our new projects. On the slide number 20, you can see the share of profit of entities measured by the equity method, and it was a record high in the second quarter, the best result mainly due to the very good financial results of KDPW Capital Group, which is the National Securities Depository and CCP. They had very good quarter in all business lines like clearing, settlement, depository services and services for issuers like corporate actions. They are very active, and we can say that is a very valuable asset in our portfolio. Slide number 21, consolidated statement. We still have very liquid position. Our assets increased when compared with the end of the last year, and it was mainly driven by an increase in the net liquid financial assets, which grew by 59 million. So we had a very comfortable position and situation, and we paid in August dividend of 104.9 million, which was a 2.5 zloty per share, and the dividend yield was around 5.2%. So we think it was a good information for our shareholders. And even though that we paid the dividend, we still have very good position in our balance sheet. Thank you. It was the last slide in our presentation.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for the insightful presentation. I have a couple of questions, if I may start. So first of all, could you please elaborate a bit more on the IT product you sold to Kuwait Stock Exchange? How does this contract work? Do you receive a monthly payment for it, or is just you have a single upfront payment? So could you please elaborate a bit more on the details of this deal? That's my first question. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Piotr, would you like to comment on it?
Okay, perfect.
Piotr Borowski?
Yes, it's our new project, but very prospective. We are testing now with the stock exchange, but then we'll be delivering it to other smaller exchanges, and it depends on there are two possible ways of treating our clients. So it can be a part of our consulting services, helping other exchange to work on the liquidity, which is not very common, and it can be a limited in time process, or we can sell it as a service and charge on a monthly basis. So we have generally these two attitudes to our clients, and now we are testing it with Kuwait, but it's very promising because we know that smaller exchanges don't have such tools to measure the liquidity.
Perfect. Thank you. My second question is about the very solid profit from associates that you recorded in the second quarter. I believe that was all-time high profit from associates you've ever reported. I know that this stems from the very strong KDPW contribution. roughly 7 million as far as I remember. Do you think that this level of profit contribution from this entity is a sustainable one? So shall we expect similar level of profits from this entity to be contributed in the next few quarters?
It was extremely active quarter for them, for KDPW, because it was a period of corporate action, like payment of dividends and registering new issues of shares, because the regulations change in Poland and all the shares issuers, they have to register shares with the central depository. So I'm not sure the next quarters will be such a good ones, but I think that the perspectives for the KDPW services are very good, and they also started to clear transactions from our TBSP treasury bond market, which was not a case in the last year. So they have a new promising business lines, and they will generate profits in the next quarters.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Looking at the second quarter EBITDA margin, it was an extremely high level, like close to 60%. What shall we expect going forward? Because this very solid EBITDA margin stemmed from the lower than market and we expected OPEX. So could you please share with us your considerations over the possible OPEX growth in the upcoming quarters?
Yes. I think that OPEX can grow, especially in the last quarter, the fourth quarter of this year, because it's a kind of a seasonality in our business, and every year in the last quarter we have a higher promotion costs and IT costs. So I think that it will be difficult to keep such a high EBITDA margin in the next quarters, which is extremely high this quarter. So we can expect some increase of OPEX, also connected with our new projects, new business initiatives that we develop, and then it will generate some advisory costs and human costs.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I know that during the last conference call, you've started thinking about introducing of foreign stocks to your product offering, and you're aiming at introducing trading of these foreign equities at the Warsaw Stock Exchange in the fourth quarter. What's the long-term target in terms of the number of stocks, I mean the foreign stocks that you want to be traded at the Warsaw Stock Exchange?
Okay, so maybe I will take this question. So you're right, we are just working to prepare the launch of new markets. It's the name is Global Connect, and it will be organized in the form of MTF, Mutual Trading Facility. We would like to offer to investors the trading in the large names among West European and American companies. I think that we started from West European companies and then we led American companies. And this market, of course, is for all categories of investors, but mainly will be dedicated to retail clients. I think that we have some, we'll have some competitive advantages. Currently, the retail clients, if they want to buy the foreign stocks, they need to go to the brokers, and they, of course, they have to cover the currency risk, and it is very expensive. So we'll offer the trading in Polish zloty, and we offer also the quotation of the market makers, and the access to this market will be easy because the Global Connect will be operated on the same trading platform as other our equity markets. So the access through the brokers will be as currently. No additional effort is expected for exchange members. And we shown that we'll achieve the internal readiness by the end of this year. However, there are two important factors when the market will really start, because now we are waiting for the green light from the Polish Security Commission. So there is no mandatory approval of the regulation from the FSA's side. However, we want to be sure that the supervisor has no objections to the structure of the market. So this is the one thing. And the second thing, that the companies will be launched to trading by so-called introducing market maker, so which is the investment firm based in Poland. So of course, we can say that the market is open when the first company is available to trading. But let's hope that we will manage to open it by the end of this year. There are some markets already similar to our idea, and one is in Austria, organized by Vienna Stock Exchange. Also, the Moscow Stock Exchange opened such a market. Deutsche Börse has such a market. But when we look at the similar market in Vienna, so they opened it in 2017, and now they have around 700 companies offered to their investors. So our goal is during the I would say the first period of running of this market. So I think that 1 year, 1.5 years, to reach the around 100 companies listed there, but not listed, sorry, traded, but it will depend on the interest of our investors. What to think about the trading volume when we look at the Vienna Stock Exchange? So the trading volumes are similar to our New Connect trading volumes, but in the best periods of the New Connect. So it's around 1 million Polish zloty per month. And we think that maybe this is something that can be our benchmark in the you know, at the beginning of market Global Connect operation.
Perfect, thank you. And if I may ask few more questions on these foreign stocks. Are you not concerned that these foreign stocks, once they are introduced into your product offering, could potentially cannibalize the volumes of the Polish stocks that are traded at the Warsaw Stock Exchange? Because since the local investors will have additional investment opportunities, they may switch from trading in Polish stocks to trading in foreign stocks. Are you not concerned with such a risk?
So first of all, we'll have the same trading fee. If the investors decide to trade foreign stocks, so we'll charge the similar trading fee. However, I think that currently we have the situation on the Polish market that our investors, the local investors, they look for some diversification of their portfolio, so they look also for foreign stocks. And we think that we can offer them trading in foreign stocks here in Poland rather than send them to the other platform. So we treat it as a kind of, I'll say, not the cannibalization, but as a complementary market to our current offer. And we think that we'll have, as I mentioned earlier, the competitive advantages. And we hope that those clients, they really want to trade in foreign stocks, they will trade here on our platform rather than to go to other platforms and other exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Do you have any kind of initial estimates what might be the volumes traded in foreign stocks once you reach your target of, let's say, 100 foreign stocks? Do you have any kind of, like, you know, long-term target or some figure you could recall now?
Okay, so I have an impression that I already mentioned some kind of benchmarks on Vienna Stock Exchange. It's very difficult to predict in which pace and how it will be developed here in Poland, but they have around 1 million Polish zloty per month, which is not a huge volume, but it's similar, as I mentioned, on the New Connect, but in the best time of the New Connect. So last quarter we had around 3 million zloty on the New Connect. So this is somehow similar. That's what we expect here. But we'll see, of course.
Okay, so essentially your rough estimate once this 100 stock target is reached is that it can potentially add roughly 1 billion zlots of additional trading volumes to your equities line. Correct?
Yes, but of course it's just the when we look at the Vienna Stock Exchange and we see similar figures, but to be honest, I don't know how much time it will take to reach these volumes and this number of stocks. We made the research among our investors, and there is the interest in foreign stocks. So we do hope that it will be a good proposal for them.
Okay, perfect. So my last question would be on the pace of introduction of these stocks, because as far as I remember, you suggested that the initial stage you want to introduce like 20, 30 foreign stocks in the fourth quarter, yes, and then you want to reach 100 stocks. So this 100 stocks is a target for which year or for which quarter?
Yeah, so I think that it very much depends on the introducing market maker, which is the external decision, to be honest. And there is a special role of broker-dealer investment company from Poland, just to, first of all, bring these stocks to the Polish market and then to provide the market-making services. So it's not the internal decision of the Warsaw Stock Exchange, but rather it depends on the decision of the broker-dealer. And we have the cooperation with one broker-dealer, and others are interested in playing the similar role in the future. So we discussed with this potential introducing market maker the around 100 possible names, but it's very difficult to declare when they decide to launch these talks to this Global Connect. And if they decide just to start from the, let's say, one, two companies and check what will be the interest, or they start from the 20 in one go. So probably later on it will be much easier to discuss the pace of the implementation of the new companies. But as I mentioned, it's not the decision of the World Stock Exchange, but rather is very much dependent on the decision of the introducing market maker. So I mean the broker-dealer from Poland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
But this is the broker-dealer from Poland. But, mm-hmm, sorry, one explanation. that this is the broker dealer or investment firm from Poland, but this is the part of the international capital group. This is very important because it's much easier for such an entity to bring the companies here if they are the part of international group.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. That's clear and very helpful. Operator, do we have any other questions?
So if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by on the telephone keypad now, or alternatively, if you join us through web, please click the request to speak flag icon. If you change your mind, please press star followed by 2. When preparing to ask a question, please ensure your phone is unmuted locally. It appears we have no questions at this time.
Okay, perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for attending this call and for the presentation. And on behalf of Wood & Company, I wish you all good afternoon and a great weekend. Let's speak following the third quarter results, dear members of the management board. Please have a good luck with your development plans and speak to you in November. Thank you.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much, Pavel. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you very much.